الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we thank Him. And we mention His name. And we say Allahu Akbar, which means Allah is the greatest. Nothing is greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Muslims usually say Allahu Akbar when they are happy. Because this Eid is about happiness. Because Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us this occasion to celebrate and to be happy. And this is the occasion of the Muslims. We should all be happy. But happy about what? This Eid is the happiness about the completion of our great worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we have two Eid. Eid al-Fitr, which comes after Ramadan, after one full month of fasting, one full month of worshipping Allah and praying at night and reading the Quran. We finish that. We finish with a celebration. And Hajj, after Hajj also. After we finish Hajj, this great ibadah, this great worship, we also celebrate with another Eid. Why is that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving for us this symbol. Because after those great ibadah, there is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that all the things will be forgiven. After Siyam and after Hajj, there is a promise that all the sins will be forgiven. So we are celebrating that. So this should remind us with the great celebration that we will have when we come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we go to Al-Jannah, to the paradise with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companion. Just visualize yourself over there. Visualize yourself in Al-Jannah after one life of ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the meaning of this Eid. This is the farha. We have to be happy on this day. We have to be happy and remember that this is just a symbol. We'll be happy today. And we are celebrating because we are, inshaAllah, going to celebrate in Al-Jannah, inshaAllah. And this farha and this happiness of ibadah should encourage us to continue what we were doing during the month of Ramadan. So we have to have the continuation of this great worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this power and this willpower and helped us to do Siyam and Qiyam and Quran. After all of that, Allahu Akbar, we can continue that. Yesterday, I was listening to Ustaz Amr Khalid on the TV. Maybe some of you have listened to him. And he mentioned several things. He mentioned, I'll just quote three things that he mentioned, which I find very relevant to us today. Number one, we have to get the benefit of this great month of Ramadan to push us to do more and to continue. And we don't have to expect that we are going to be at the same level. But we should stick to the minimum. And the minimum that he mentioned is to stay away from the major sins. The great sins, we have to stay away. We have to stay away from dealing with parents in a bad manner. We have to stay away from argument between man and wife. We have to stay away from the illegal relation. We have to stay away from all of these things for after Ramadan. Because this is now the effect of Ramadan. And the second thing is the prayer on time. The third is reading Quran. We were able to read the Quran in this month and stay at night for Taraweeh, listening to the whole Quran being read for us while we are standing. Can't we read one page? Yes, we can, inshaAllah. And dua, supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the good company. We were able to do a lot of things because of the good company in Taraweeh and Siyah. So the good company also is very important. So these are the things that Mr. Amr mentioned. I thought that they are very important and very relevant for us today. And this worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our way to change ourselves, to change our souls. and to change the society and to change the whole world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't change the nation until we change what's inside us. So it's our individual responsibility to change and to continue. And I would like today, inshaAllah, to give you a very quick view of one of the great worships of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we don't think about it a lot. I was really astonished when I saw the amount of the hadith that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about giving benefit for others. And this other is humanity. In fact, there is hadith that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this is Rawah ibn Umar. It's a long hadith, but I'll tell it to you, and it is very good. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَحَبُّ النَّاسِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. The best people before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most beneficial to others. And this other Muslim and non-Muslim. Can you imagine that? We have to think about how to be beneficial, how to be proactive in our society, how to benefit the people around us. And the best deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happiness. You give it to a Muslim, and you remove a calamity about him, or you pay his debts, or you remove his hunger out of him. Look at this. It's all about giving away things and make other people happy. And Prophet ﷺ said in that hadith, وَلَئِنْ أَمْشِي مَعَ أَخِي فِي حَاجَتِي حَتَّى أَقْضِيهَا لَهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَنْ أَعْتَكِفَ فِي مَسْجِدِي هَذَا شَهْرًا. And if I will walk with my brother to fulfill his need or to do something for him, it will be better that I will stay one full month in i'tikaf in this masjid. Can you imagine? This is how Prophet ﷺ told us. We have to change our mentality. Worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to be merciful to the slaves of Allah, to the other creatures of Allah. That's why Prophet ﷺ, we have been given the choice to destroy his people because they drove him out. He didn't choose that. He said, no. And he has mercy upon him. And he wanted them to become believers. That's what we need, everyone to share these values with us. Because we need the good for everyone. We need them to come with us to the paradise. Alhamdulillah, we are believers. InshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us to the paradise. But we need the other people also to come with us. Allahu Akbar. And the last thing is, وَمَنْ مَشَى مَعَ أَخِيهِ الْمُسْلِمِ فِي حَاجَتِهِ حَتَّى يُدْرِكَهَا لَهُ ثَبَّتَ اللَّهُ قَدَمَهُ يَوْمَ تَذِلُّ الْأَقْدَامُ. And whoever walk with his brother until he finishes his need. So he's not just going with him, but he finishes the things for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him stand firm and fast in the day that the feet will go away, and this is the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the comfort because of that. Allahu Akbar. Look at the great reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is ibadah that we can do every day, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that. One of the other virtues of this ibadah is sana'i al-ma'roof taqi masari' al-su', doing good, being good for people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prevent you from dying a terrible death. And one of the scholars said, whoever always do ma'roof, whoever do good, will not fail. He will never fail. And if he fails, he will not get any broken legs or arms because of his being continuously and doing good for the people. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to preserve him to do good for the people. So this is one of the things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will never get the good. And scholar said, this is Jannah, until you pay from what you love most. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and look at that, خَابَ وَخَسِرْ مَنْ لَنْ يَعْلُ اللَّهَ فِي قَلْبِهِ رَحْمَ الْبَشَرُ. He will have a great loss, this who have no mercy on his heart for the whole humanity. Brothers and sisters, it is our religion that humanity for the whole universe, that humanity, the mercy for the whole humanity, the mercy for everyone. This is our religion, and we should know the ni'mah of Allah and the blessings of Allah. One of that is we have to make supplication for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all our brothers and sisters around the world. Alhamdulillah, we are having Eid today. We are happy about this Eid. But while we are feeling the happiness, while we are tasting the good food, we should remember them and make dua for them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them better. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow us to help them the best that we can. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. اللهم يا أرحم الراحمين تقبل أعمالنا. اللهم يا أرحم الراحمين استر ضعفنا. اللهم ادخلنا مدخلا كريما يوم نلقاك. اللهم تقبل رمضان منا. اللهم وارزقنا بعده من العبادات الصالحة. اللهم وارزقنا بعده من العبادات الصالحة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى اللهم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.